Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Best of the Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. It is a Monday. We are ready to roll. Live in Los Angeles, it's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, there is plenty of both. So I think it's amazing, first of all, J-Mac. I'm always amazed by technology. I tell the story one time. I'm in Manhattan Beach, walking in the water, and my daughter is in Cape Town, South Africa, sitting in a small room, and we FaceTime each other. And I'm like, how's this possible? Where's the satellite? How is this happening? I'm amazed by technology. Last night, anywhere in the world, you could have gone onto Netflix's app and watched the Tom Brady roast. And it was like, we live in an amazing place now. It used to be roasts were like, if you did Dean Martin, Johnny Carson, you know, you'd see clips of it 10 years later. The average guy on the street, average person couldn't watch stuff. So I thought it was remarkable that you had this massive roast with all these stars and the world could watch it live. That was pretty cool. Did you see any of it last night?
Yeah, I was watching with the kids at dinner, and Nikki Glaser makes a couple hilarious, inappropriate comments. I said, all right, we got to shut it down, and I will watch the rest after work today.
Yeah, Nikki Glaser's pretty funny. So yeah. It's one of the reasons I love football. There's a lot of reasons I love football. But one of the reasons I love it is it's a camaraderie. It's a family. It's a community. And I'm watching this last night, and I'm thinking to myself, Belichick and Brady and Edelman and everybody's busting on everybody. You couldn't do that in the NBA. There's just too many egos. Rudy Gobert had a great line this weekend. He talked about the Timberwolves, and he said, I've been in this league a long time. I've never been part of a group that cares about each other and wants to see other people shine. It's hard to get that in the NBA. It's not in the NFL. You see it every Sunday. It's not about getting mine. It's about getting ours. And that's why you can host that roast last night. The greatest coach of all time and the greatest football player of all time. And people took shots at them for 3.5 hours. And maybe it's due to the regulated level of violence that you need protection. You need an ally. But when you see a football player get hurt, hopefully not seriously, sometimes seriously, but when they get hurt, you see players go to a knee. Some start crying. They start praying. That's authentic. That's how football works. It's bonding. It's sacrifice. It's family. I thought it was a great night for Belichick. I'll get into that after the break. But I thought last night is why I love football, is that the best coach, the best quarterback, and some of it was cringy. Some of it you don't want around your kids. But I did think there's been a lot of tension around Belichick and Brady, and there's just tension all around the room, and you throw Kraft in there. I thought some of it was broken last night, a little bit lightened up last night, and I get it. The Shaq and Kobe dynasties, like, I get it. It's intense. People, the heels breaks up. Feelings are hurt. But I thought last night mattered. I think this is why football's great. that people can laugh at themselves. It's not about getting yours. It's about getting ours. And here was a highlight of Jeffrey Ross, the great roast master and comedian, taking a shot at Tom Brady.
Tom, I really wanted you to be our first goat to be roasted because you're an example to future generations that if you work hard, eat right, film the other team's practices, deflate the balls, and have the NFL make new rules just for you, then you too can be the third most famous guy in a Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
That is perfect last night. We'll have more of it throughout the day. But I'm serious about this. I think there's a lot of reasons I like football. It's the best sport on television. You can bet it. My wife would watch a football game. It's once a week. There's a scarcity advantage, all of it. But I think another big part of this is it's a collection. I sat on a plane yesterday flying back from Salt Lake City, and I sat next to a gentleman, very successful gentleman, who is now an unpaid football coach. He does that part-time for his kids, for the community. He cares. He loves it. He doesn't have to do it. And I really respect that. It's about ours, not mine. All right. Speaking of the NBA, Anthony Edwards he was in a really bad draft, and he was the only really great player, I think, out of a bad draft. And he's been in Minnesota, and Kevin Garnett was in Minnesota for a long time, and then eventually had to leave to get a championship with the Boston Celtics. And Minnesota's always been a franchise that has some really interesting players, but, you know, they got to get out of there to win. And I think it's always an advantage if you can stay a Kobe Bryant, a Derek Jeter, where you can just stay in your place and win forever. I'm not anti-mobility. I'm all for mobility. In baseball, there's just a handful of franchises that can spend big money. You know, Yankees, Dodgers, Braves, Astros, a lot of these franchises, you got to go there to win championships if you really care about championships. As good as the Minnesota Twins may be run, or as great as the city is, you paid Joe Mauer 20 years ago and you can't pay anybody else. And in the NBA, there are some glamour franchises. The face of the league has overwhelmingly been like Philadelphia, Boston, L.A., maybe a Miami. It doesn't end up in Cleveland much. LeBron James, who was a star when he was 16, changed that. So can Anthony Edwards be the face of the NBA, a league that's increasingly international and is dying for a face of the NBA because KD, LeBron, and Steph are out of the playoffs, and that's not good. And I said it a couple of weeks ago, are we at an inflection point here? Does he want to be MJ, or does he want to be Neek? And to be MJ, you got to embrace face of the league, and you got to win several titles. One will not do. Barkley was great, never the face of the league. And the West is deep, and it's loaded, it's young, and the teams are all getting better. Now, it took MJ years to break through the Pistons and the Celtics. And I'm watching Minnesota beat Denver in Denver, and I'm thinking, at 22 years old, is this kid breaking through? He's got several things that remind me of Michael Jordan. He's got that relentless energy. Like, Jordan could play 36 holes of golf and then beat the Celtics later that night. This kid's got energy that's hard to duplicate. And the second thing is, he has an attack personality. Jason Tatum's a nice kid. Ant wants to dunk on you and talk trash to you and guard the best guy. And that's very, very MJ. And it's very attractive. We like our athletes to be aggressive. So, there's not that many. When you go back to the 70s, there's not that many NBA icons. There's been a lot of great players, but the icons generally look different and play different. I mean, Shaq's power, Magic's size at point guard, Larry Bird's passing and shooting. He was a forward. When I watched basketball in the 70s, forwards couldn't shoot. Larry Bird walked into the league and was the best shooter and the best passer, and he was a forward. Michael Jordan's relentlessness and style and aesthetics. And Ant Edwards has a lot of that. He will dunk sometime during the game, and you'll go, wow, and then he'll often say something relatable and funny after the game. And it's not that I doubt him. I said this a week ago. I think we're at an inflection point. The league is looking for a face of the league. A lot of the international guys don't want to necessarily be there. It helps to play college basketball a little. We meet you there. I thought it could have been Zion years ago. No. Ja Morant maybe. No. It looks like at 22 years old, Ant Edwards could be the guy. He doesn't have to win this series. He does not have to win now. He's so young. But I did watch the game this weekend, and I thought, oh, he's easily the best player on the floor. Jokic didn't play well. Jokic did not play well. I'm sure he'll rebound, though Minnesota's so big they'll make it tough for him. But here was Ant after game one, not worried about the doubters.
We're just coming out to play. Yeah, it's not about introducing us to nobody. We know who we are. We don't care what people say or what people think about us. We're a collective group. We trust each other. It's all love between us, and we're well coached. So, you know, we're coming out, and as long as we got each other back, it don't really matter what anybody else thinks.
We'll see. A lot of fun. He was absolutely the best player on the floor in that game. 25 in the first half. Took a little break in the third quarter. That's okay. He's human. He can't play at that level the entire game. But when it was over, I thought to myself, okay, I still like Denver, but man, they're not going to have an answer athletically. They don't really have an answer for Ant. They've got a little bit. Minnesota got a little bit of an answer for Jokic because of their size. Denver doesn't really have an answer for Ant. And that was always the thing with Jordan. Is it, you know, you could have answers for a lot of the things the Bulls did, but if Michael went relentless, where the steam's coming off his head like twice a game, nobody in the league had an answer for it. Other teams had great offensive players. There's a Barkley here, there's a Gary Payton there, but nobody really had an answer for Mike in his prime. And that's generally when you're an icon. Like Jason Tatum, you feel like he's going to get his, but can I make it difficult? When you watched Ant in that first half, Denver didn't even make it difficult, and they were trying, and it wasn't close, and it was in Denver, and it was high altitude. It's like, okay, that looks like somebody I remember. Two initials, MJ. So there you go. J-Mac, the roast, there's a lot of it we can't play due to the fact that we're an over-the-air cable network, but some of it was really funny.
Yeah, Kevin Hart, Nikki Glaser, Jeff Ross.
Those are like the three best roasters probably in America.
They came out strong with their best stuff. The little I saw was outstanding. I don't know how you're going to play stuff on the show today. But
Drew Bledsoe, Peyton Manning. Drew Bledsoe was funny. Peyton Manning was funny. So some people weren't as great, but I will tell you the fact that I thought Belichick was the biggest winner last night, and I want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. I know. I want to talk about that coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Early in his career, the first like 15, 16 years, you know, having LeBron guaranteed you a trip to the finals. You got 44 minutes. He was the best player on the game in every game he played. He would take a series over even if they were outmanned. Now, he's still a playmaker, the Lakers' best playmaker, and he still gives you bursts of amazing. Nobody would dispute that, but he doesn't guarantee anything. So if somebody guarantees something, it's a different relationship. I'm willing to do almost everything. But if you don't guarantee me anything, and LeBron doesn't, they were a seventh seed. So this constant need by LeBron to have like the perfect coach and the perfect roster, bro, got to take a pay cut if you want a better roster. Because this, the rosters you've been on the last several years are not perfect and are not close. And remember, when LeBron first came to the Lakers, there was a lot of old heads in the West. Denver's young, OKC's young, Minnesota's a mix of old and young, Sacramento's young, you know, the two LA teams, kind of old. Clippers injured and old, Lakers healthier and old. But, you know, I think, and I also think when J.J. Redick's your friend, and that's one of the better candidates, I think anytime a friend is a top candidate for any business, you know, can that friend hold you accountable? But I do think there was a time with LeBron, he just guaranteed me things. So Dan Gilbert could complain or Pat Riley didn't like it, but he guaranteed a trip to the finals and he could win them about half the time. That's a different relationship. That's totally different. But you don't get the guarantees anymore. So LeBron's done a very good job to kind of carefully craft his image, you know, but I don't think anybody buys it anymore. We all know that Darvin Ham got a vote of confidence and a week later he was fired. That doesn't happen. I mean, your wife doesn't say, I love you more than anything in the world. 6 days later, she files for a divorce. Somebody fooled around. Like something happened. That doesn't, you don't go for that pendulum swing. So this was a LeBron or a Clutch Sports. They can deny it all they want, but nobody's buying any of it. And I think nobody's buying what LeBron is selling, which is, hey, man, it's not my job. I just play. No, you do more than that. And I don't think Darvin Ham was the best coach in the league. I don't think he's Pop or Spoelstra or Steve Kerr. But I don't think at this point who would want that job. Again, the Lakers are now going to hire their eighth coach in 14 years. I mean, you're getting into New York Jets territory. Who wants the job? Who wants the job? So Rick Bucherer last week on, you know, how hard it is at this stage to appease LeBron.
We're catering to you. If it doesn't work, I'm not going to blame other people. We did what you asked us to do. We got you who you wanted to get. And there's nothing wrong with failing. It's just abdicating the responsibility of that. Darvin Ham by no means was perfect in the job that he did, but you're not going to find somebody who's going to fix this roster, this group, with a 39-year-old LeBron James as your closer still and win a championship.
All right, let's go. Now, listen, Drew Bledsoe does not have to come on our show today. People were having a good time last night, and Drew Bledsoe was one of the funnier guys out there willing to take a shot at Tom. Now, look at him. So you look like you're about ready. You need to be hydrated, and you're about ready to play golf. Am I right with both of those?
You are, and what I really need right now, Colin, I need an IV is what I need. we went to the after party at the Comedy Store and stayed there way, way too late, and now we're getting ready to go tee it up.
Let me ask you this, though. You probably had expectations going in. I thought, oh, there's a lot of tension here. This is going to be a little... How did it deliver based on your expectations, flying down from the Northwest, getting to L.A., and what you were expecting?
You know, I mean, I knew it was going to be rough on Tom, and I knew they were going to come back at me, too. But, you know, I mean, a roast is a roast, right? You got to go all in, otherwise it doesn't work. But, man, it was so damn funny, Colin, and just sitting there. I was glad that I was up early. There was a lot of pressure to go early. You know, people had been drinking very much, so I actually had to be funny. They couldn't just be wasted. But I was really glad I went early, so then I got to just sit back and laugh the rest of the time, man. It was funny as hell.
So when it was over, I mean, literally, there was a moment with Belichick and Kraft at the podium with Kevin. Bill looked like the last place on earth he wanted to be. I get it. He hated the documentary. I get it. But I will tell you this, Drew, I thought Belichick was a winner last night. He laughed. He laughed at himself. And I think Bill, the last several years, you know, came across as a little combative and rigid. I thought Bill handled that. I thought Bill was one of the winners last night. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you, Colin. I think he, you know, Bill, look, you get him out of the office. He is a funny guy. He's a good person. You know, he's obviously very prickly around the office and in a professional setting.
Yeah.
But I thought that was good for him last night. I didn't know if he was going to be there. I don't think they knew if he was going to be there until like maybe 2 days ago. Yeah, I definitely thought he was a winner last night. Come in and you know, be able to laugh at himself and be a little bit lighthearted. And then he and Kraft, before the show, they got some time to break it down, just the two of them. You know, and nobody knows what was said, but the two of them got to spend some time together, which was great.
Yeah. Tom was mostly comfortable, but I sat there and I thought, oh, man, I can laugh at myself, but it's pretty rough. Was there ever a moment you thought, man, we're being rough? We're being rough. We're going after everything here.
You know, some of the crypto stuff, I had honestly almost forgotten about that, and they went deep on that stuff on him. But you know, the truth is with Tom, you know, I mean, you can't make fun of his career, you can't make fun of his accomplishments, so you got to go personal. And I think that's what he signed up for. You know, I mean, I don't have a lot of stuff to make fun of him for, but I can make fun of the fact that he's not married anymore. So that's where I had to go. But man, he was a good sport, and you know, I communicated with him before that, and his point was, look, man, all this stuff's already been said. Like, none of this is brand new material. And so he's like, might as well just say it to my face instead of just saying it on the side. But yeah. Dude, I'll tell you what was pretty interesting though, man. You're sitting up there, and you know, everybody's on teleprompters and got all this stuff written before. But dude, Rob Gronkowski is just Rob Gronkowski, and that's what he's best at, is being Gronk. And so I'm up there looking at the teleprompter, like, dude, this guy is so far off script. I don't know if he's ever gonna get back. And they weren't faking it, man. He and Kevin Hart were drinking lots of tequila, sitting up there last night, man. It was funny.
Well, I'm glad you wore sunglasses. I don't need to see those red eyes. Go hit one under. I know where you're at. It's a great course. Good luck to you.
Yeah, going low today. Playing again with a bunch of the comedians today. So at the very least, we're going to laugh a lot. And then I'm going to go home and get some rest for a couple days. Man, I'm too old for this stuff.
He won't even drink his own wine for a couple days. Drew Bledsoe, it's great seeing you, man.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
So we do it every Monday at this time, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. Lots of that. Here we go.
Where Colin was right?
You know, I've always said about Joel Embiid, you keep telling me he's a superstar and he can't get past the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. I thought this year in the playoffs he too often played small. He was inconsistent. He was a stats monster. He shrunk in the fourth quarter. Listen, this Knicks team is not real talented. Josh Hart's your second leading scorer. This was a prime example of that. The table was set for him. Maxey is now an emerging star. It's here for the taking. And once again, Joel Embiid disappointed.
Where Colin was wrong.
I like Darvin Ham. I don't love him. I was surprised he was fired a week ago. He got a vote of support from somebody who leaked it to The Athletic, and now they fired him. That means LeBron wanted him out. I thought Jeannie Buss would support him. There's been a lot of talk in recent years about Jeannie wanting to control the franchise and not having LeBron control it. So it does surprise me that they let him go. He was more than competent. I didn't always love his rotations. But again, there's three or four coaches in the league, and even those guys get whacked by their fans. I was surprised they fired him.
Where Colin was right?
Kawhi played only two games. The Clippers lost both. I don't really understand re-signing him to that massive extension, 3 years, $150 million. What do? I get leadership? Do I get reliability? Do I get consistent production? What do I get for that? I mean, go to the last, like, 20 games of the playoffs. He's played, like, five, maybe. I just don't know why the league and the Clippers feel like they need it. I don't know what I'm getting. I don't get a verbal leader. I don't get a great basketball role model. I get chaos and unpredictability and no reliability.
Where Colin was wrong.
On my five bold NBA predictions, I had the Knicks losing in the first round of the Sixers, but it was pretty obvious by halftime of game two, New York was going to win this series. I mean, listen, Josh Hart's not a scorer, and he ended up being their second leading scorer in the Sixers series. I mean, they had six guys averaging double figures. It's a very un-NBA-like playoff-winning team. One star and not much help. I didn't even know if Kyrie and Luka could win a series. The fact that Jalen Brunson, it speaks to a little bit how overrated the Sixers are, how weak the East is, and also how great Jalen Brunson is.
Where Colin was right?
Innocent people don't get stressed out. I've said with Shohei Ohtani from the beginning, I think he's innocent. Well, he leads baseball in several categories. Yesterday, four hits, homered twice, Dodgers swept the Braves. Ohtani is playing like an innocent man. This is the team we expected. The gambling scandal, I think it matters to people in the gambling industry who do that stuff. You know, there's a big stories in Vegas, but I think the average baseball fan is a casual fan. They don't watch 162 games a year, and I think they're over it, and I think Ohtani's playing like an innocent man.
Where Colin was right?
Caitlin Clark. Listen, nothing against women's basketball, but this is a Caitlin Clark story, what she's done to women's basketball. An exhibition road game sold out. I also think her game will translate to the WNBA, and she'll be a dominant player. She had 21 points. Listen, she just gets open looks. Even in the NBA, lots of guys need screens. They need passing. They need help. She doesn't. She gets her own shot. It's almost always a good shot. And it was a sold-out WNBA exhibition road game. That is iconic.
Where Colin was wrong.
I didn't trust the Mavericks late in the year when they got hot. I told J-Mac, I said, you know, late NBA season winning streaks when you're playing a bunch of tanking teams don't mean anything. But did anybody else surprised how good their defense was? The Clippers averaged 100 a game with Westbrook and Harden and Paul George and a couple of games of Kawhi. They're playing unbelievable defense. And, you know, Kyrie, it's not that people didn't like Kyrie. It's just you don't know exactly what you're getting. But he put on an absolute clinic against the Clippers.
Where Colin was right?
told you the Lakers should have avoided Denver. I said when they get beat badly by Denver, Darvin Ham's in trouble, LeBron will be passive-aggressive, and we'll swim back to chaos, and that's exactly what's happened. The Lakers are now looking for their eighth coach in 14 years. If that was an NFL franchise, we would call that a circus. Eighth coach in 14 years. We told you.
Where Colin was right?
Listen, I thought Justin Fields had a chance, but every time I watched them, it diminished. There were rumors last week that he may be used as a kick returner. They have been squashed, but the fact that they became rumors tells you all you need to know. Listen, if you're honest about it, you look for data points. Fourth quarter passer rating, completion percentage, playing from behind. There's no data point that leads you to believe you could build your franchise around it. Now, he's talented. I think somebody else will give him another shot to be the guy. Probably a two-year deal, not a five-year deal for huge money. But the fact that that was a rumor tells you, and that he went for a six-round pick tells you, people looked at the data and don't see him as a franchise guy. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.